If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and as we finish the last working week of the liturgical year, let us be filled with your Spirit. Let us come to love you more and more as we prepare for the first Sunday of Advent coming on this coming Sunday. And let us always be open to in expectation of where you are leading us and what work and service you're calling us to do. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is the last working day for those who work Monday through Friday. Obviously, I don't, but for those who work Monday through Friday, tomorrow's the last day of the liturgical year altogether. Actually, this is the last full day because in many parishes, there is what is known as the Vigil Mass, which is the Mass on Saturday afternoon. So this will be the last full day for many parishes. Well, anyway, and here we are looking at a reading from Daniel. And this is something that it brings us back to that political and the spiritual, because these are visions that Daniel are seeing. And we're seeing visions that come up as well. And in those visions, we're seeing in other readings as well, we see that from like Ezekiel. And there are these very powerful visions that are beyond anything that people would normally see during those times. I mean, we can say we've seen things like this today. And you're saying, well, when does that happen, Father? Anytime you go to the movies, you go to a science fiction movie. I've seen these things all the time in a science fiction movie. But back then, of course, this was long, 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 long before electricity. So no one could see these. No one, there'd be no way to develop these things. And so here you have Daniel in this book seeing this powerful vision that ultimately is the judgment by what he calls the Ancient of Days. Now, of course, he's never encountered Jesus. We've never had that understanding of Jesus at that time. And therefore, he's describing things as he sees them, as he understands them, so that we can see that. Now, one of the things he's looking at is the judgment by this horned dragon. But you can realize that this judgment represents the political world. There's a famous line. Probably not, I'm not a big fan of the movie, even though I haven't seen it since the one time I've seen it, and therefore not a big fan of the movie, not going to go see it again. Damien, but if Damien, that one of the messages brought out was that the political world was this world that was filled, I forget exactly how it was written, filled with this tremendous amount of evil or whatever. And of course, the main character was Gregory Peck, had to be one of the last movies he did, was the father of Damien, and he was in the political world. There's a scene in the book, right, in the movie rather, where all of a sudden he sees this tattoo on his son that's 666. And even in my teenage years, which I was until 1978, so this had to have been probably 76, 77, I have to say that is the hokiest and stupidest thing I have ever seen in a movie to represent the devil. I'm sorry. Did not like it. But what you see here in any case is this concept of the political that has turned evil. And the Lord is coming to judge the political. Now, what did we say earlier in the week? We said that it is so important for leaders of nations to be people of prayer. You know, this would reflect
an argument I have with the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, and that is, some of the bishops are speaking out against those politicians that support abortion with good reason, but I don't see them trying to encourage those same politicians and all politicians to be people of prayer, which I'm going to do right now. If you are in a political office, please tell me that you pray, because if you don't pray, you are in greater danger of walking down the wrong path. But please tell me that you pray. And if you support things that the church doesn't support, think about that when you go to receive the Eucharist, and maybe say, well, I'm not ready to receive the Eucharist right now. Bring that all to prayer, because that testifies to the power of God as well. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight.
You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM, and you can hear us every Monday through Friday at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning. So come tune us in. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com and at stSt.AnthonyAlston.org. We're back and we're talking about this powerful reading at the end of the liturgical year, the almost end, the penultimate. You know I love that word, penultimate day of the liturgical year. So what we're looking at is this judgment of these, in this case, remember, this is all this vision of these demonic forces that manifest themselves through the political. That doesn't mean that the political is demonic, but it does mean that it can walk down that path. And we've clearly seen that throughout the history of the human race, including anything we can see on the 6 o'clock or 6:30 news anytime, that the political can lead us down the wrong path. So what is the most important aspect if you are in political life? To be people of prayer. And if you have to understand that, because what you want is the wisdom of God to lead you, and also the courage to be able to stand up for what you believe in. And you need these things. And of course, as Catholics, we believe in scripture and tradition. So we go back to all the traditional understandings. The understanding in our tradition, although traditional can be there, of the importance of prayer, the importance of people who seek to live the gospel as the Lord calls them to live the gospel. Even in the role of a politician. Now, keep something in mind. If you are a person who has office, who is holding an office, the Speaker of the House said, well, I'm here because of God's allowing this. God bestows authority. Okay, and now I want you to look at it in reverse, being because some people are laughing at that and saying, okay, I hear what the Speaker of the House is saying. Well, look at it in reverse. You are in a political office, and you're in the political office, and we can say with God's permission, and therefore you have an important role in the eyes of God. Do not dismiss that. And that's why being people of prayer is essential in that office. And you can see why, because there again, we see this whole reality of the Ancient of Days coming to judge the kingdoms. That doesn't just mean the political office. That means all those within the kingdom, because in the kingdoms, and that's an important thing. So how do we understand which kingdom to follow? Well, that's what discernment is all about. And discernment requires prayer.
So, you know what? I always used to teach this when I was teaching religious ed. What's the most important thing you can do every day? I would always say pray. The most important thing you can do every week is to go to church. Always remember these two things. Pray, go to church. Pray, go to church. These two things are essential, but sincere prayer. And maybe I could recommend to you, granted, I have to give a little caveat to it, the book How to Converse with God by St. Alphonsus Liguori, published, as I said earlier, I think it was yesterday or today, Tan Books, How to Converse with God. And it's a wonderful book, but remember it was written in the 1700s. He died in 1787. So if you read something from the 1950s that's politically incorrect, or the 1970s that it's politically incorrect, 1787 and before, you can rest assured there's things there that are going to be politically incorrect. Sorry, that's the reality. And they're not nasty things or anything else. You're just going to find things that aren't part of our culture. Now, speaking of things that aren't part of our culture and something I wanted to address, I was going to address this yesterday and then I decided to address it today. There is a celebrity exorcist I do not recommend. A lot of people follow him. I'm not going to say his name because I'm not here to attack people, but he made a statement the other day that I consider horrendous. And this was on Twitter, and I'm not going to read the statement, but basically what he said, if all you're doing is going to church on Sunday and going to church on holy days and going to confession once a year because you have a mortal sin, you are pathetic. Please don't listen to these people. I say it all the time. Please don't listen to these people. Be people of prayer yourself and really seek to live the gospel as God has called you. We'll talk on Monday. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.